In the time of Jesus at the temple, having money changers and people that sold sacrificial animals was necessary. It was a part of the temple life. So why is it then that Jesus was so angry when he came there and saw this? Well, most scholars believe that part of the problem was there was a designated area, sort of a place where that was not sacred, where these activities were conducted. But that over time, that in trying to get a better location, closer to the sacred space, this had spilled over into areas that were reserved for God alone. And so Jesus, when he came, saw that his house was being profaned, because that which was sacred to God was being used for money changing, buying and selling. And we look at our own temple of the church here, and everything seems to be in order. When I sold my fish and chips tickets for work camp, it was all in the narthex. Now, I thought maybe as you were coming out of the communion line, having signs and advertising saying, now that you've fed your soul, why not feed your belly with delicious fish and chips? But Father Saunders didn't go for that. But rather, I think we can look on this on a deeper level. And that is that each of us is a temple of the Holy Spirit, the true temple where Christ dwells with the Blessed Trinity. And making sure that the center of our life is that temple of the soul, and that we don't allow other things that aren't necessarily bad, but are not dedicated to God, to encroach on it. And that's something that all of us have to be very vigilant about. Because there's so many things, like the money changing and the buying and selling, that's necessary in our lives. We each of us have to make a living. We have to be able to support our family, to pay our bills, to give to charity. But when we begin to let this encroach upon that central area of our soul, which is dedicated to God, that's where the problem comes into place. All of us, as families, should enjoy going on vacations, or going to movies, attending sporting events. But again, when this begins to encroach upon that sacred space reserved for God, that's when we have a problem. We should be involved in activities as a family. We should be involved in sports and other things. But when that begins to encroach upon the areas that are sacred to God, that's where the problem is. We always have to be vigilant that we make sure that at the center of all of this is God Himself. You know, the saints often talked about the soul as being like a real room, a real temple of the Holy Spirit, a physical space. St. Catherine of Siena talked about the inner room of the soul and how that really has to be reserved for God. And the thing is that when we keep God in His proper place, which is at the center of everything in our lives, then it radiates out and makes everything else that we do holy and righteous. So that when we have God at the center of our lives, that time that we spend with our family on vacation becomes something not just for 2 weeks or a week. A sporting event that we go to together, that binds us together, is not just for that day. Everything that we do when God's at the center becomes something that binds us together eternally, because it's part and parcel of who we are as Christians. And that our family becomes not just something that is looking inward on ourselves, but outward to our entire Christian family. Something that helps us to raise up the entire family to God. Not just in this life, but in the life to come. Because ultimately, Lent is a preparation for death and then to new life. Christ says that He's the temple who will be destroyed, but rise again in 3 days. That's the promise for all of us. If we, like Christ, keep everything in order. That's what we're going for. We're going for this idea of eternal life, not just what we have here and now. So the important thing is that we are always keeping everything in order. And one of the best ways to do that during Lent, of course, is going to confession. Because that's where we confess to God the times when each one of us, myself included, have let other things that is not of God, not necessarily bad things, but things that are extra to God, crowd into the place where God alone should dwell. There's many reasons that we avoid going to confession. One of them that I hear a lot during Lent are the long lines. But, you know, I think about how long I've waited in line for concert tickets or for a sporting event. And these are things that are here and gone. When we go to confession, we're waiting for the mercy of God. We wait in that line and we can think about our sins. And then when we enter, we receive something that is eternally going to infect us. It's much more important than anything else that we wait in line for. Even more important than the DMV, I think. It's a lot less irritating to wait in line here than in the DMV as well. So go to confession during this Lent and start to reorder the life. Because if we all do that, then we're going to begin to see that Christ is not going to drive out those things that we love, but he's rather going to put them gently back into order. The sacrament is not something that is abrasive and difficult. It's something that is loving, where Christ gets into the messiness of our lives, drives out the money changers in a gentle way, and puts them back where they belong. Because all of us then will have an ordered life, one that brings us face to face with Christ, not just during this Lent and Easter, but for all eternity.